You're listening to AcadieCast, news, information, and lots of chatty stuff from Katie McAllister.
This is a behind-the-scenes look at Noble Intentions, the first Noble historical novel, which was published February 2002. I will discuss some points which may be spoilers, so if you haven't read Noble yet, you may want to hold off on listening to the podcast until you've done so. Noble Intentions was the very first romance I'd ever written. It wasn't the first novel, actually, it was the third. But it was the first traditional romance, and oh man, did I angst over it. I wrote Noble because I had fallen madly in love with Regency-era historicals, and I wanted to see a story where the heroine wasn't gorgeous, tiny, and elegant, and who shared my more than a little warped sense of humor. Jillian was firmly rooted in my own psyche. She had a tendency towards clumsiness. She said what she thought, and she didn't understand a lot of the mind games people played. She pretty much wrote herself and gave me little grief other than trying to rein her in now and again. Noble was an utter delight to write. He was the first of my heroes who tried to convince everyone around him that he was mad, bad, and dangerous to know. But in reality, he was a very loving man who soon realized that he could either have an organized, structured, sane life, or he could be blissfully happy with Jillian. I'm glad he chose the latter. Noble is also one of the very few heroes for which I had a specific actor in mind when I wrote him. He was Colin Firth to a T, and yes, I admit that copious watchings of Pride and Prejudice had a lot to do with that selection. Get a lot of email from readers who snicker at Piddle and Erp, Jillian's two bloodhounds. I can't really remember why I made them bloodhounds, except that is a similar breed to my own dogs, upon whom Piddle and Erp were very much based. That scene with the gaseous dogs in the carriage? Yeah, that had its basis in just about every road trip I ever took with my dogs. Because this was my first book with Dorchester, I remember pleading with my editor, at that time it was Kate Seaver, to not give me a traditional clinch cover. Although I didn't mind covers with a man and woman on them, I really wanted to avoid the old guy staring into the woman's chest while she wraps her leg around him pose that graced so many covers over the years. I was delighted when I saw the lovely brown tones of the final cover with nary a clinch to be seen. It remains my favorite of all the three historical covers, and I think it captures Jillian and Noble pretty well. And speaking of Dorchester, Noble Intentions was my first book by a major New York publishing house. It was bought out of the slush pile. That is, I sent in a couple of chapters unsolicited and hoped for the best. My editor later told me that one night she wandered over to the big, big stack of proposals that made up the slush pile and flipped through them looking for something funny and light. She found Noble, took it home to read, and promptly requested the remainder of the manuscript. For those of you interested in such things, I submitted the book in July of 2000, had the full manuscript requested in January 2001, and was offered a contract on it in April of that year. The book came out the following February. Here's an odd bit of trivia about Noble Intentions. When I started writing Noble, I had a small group of writing friends with whom I discussed my progress. When I came to the first love scene, I made a big deal to my friends about how horribly embarrassing it was and how I had to write the scene with one hand over my eyes, and just how completely uncomfortable and unhappy I was over having to write love scenes. I even joked about hiring a ghostwriter to write them. I loathed them just that much. A couple of months later, when I finished the book, one of my friends, concerned about the trauma that writing love scenes might have had upon me, asked me how many love scenes I ended up having to force my way through. It was a bit disconcerting to go back and find out that despite all my ranting and raving, somehow I ended up with 8 love scenes. My friends forbid me from ever complaining again about writing them. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this behind-the-scenes podcast for Noble Intentions. If you'd like more information about any of my books, pop over to katiemcallister.com or dragonseps.com. And feel free to drop me a line if you have questions or comments at katie@katiemcallister.com.